title on screen, How to Report in PERT, EVR, Part 3.2. Documenting Enabling Competencies, Illustrative Example.
Now let's go through the Enabling Competency documentation process with an example. Jason recalled a problem he needed to solve when preparing the monthly reporting package.
Thought bubble above Jason's head that says, how do I graph the revenue and cost data? Text on screen. Pro tip, you can use situations from your technical competencies as examples for your enabling competencies, or net new examples.
Consulting the guiding questions under the Enabling Competencies section in PERT, Jason determined that this work experience falls under the competency of solving problems and adding value. Jason answers the questions for this competency, which requires him to A. Describe the situation, B. The course of action taken, and C. What he learned from the experience that he can apply to future situations. In part A of the question, Jason describes the situation.
Text on screen. Jason types the following into his PERT report. I created a new report for senior management that showed revenue and cost data trends in order to support decision making. The issue is how to best display this information within the new report. The CPA value is.
Jason uses the CPA way model to consider alternatives and identify a course of action.
Visual, CPA way appears on screen, showing the icons, CPA mindset, assess the situation, analyze major issues, conclude and advise, communicate.
In part B of the question, Jason uses the CPA way and documents the following.
Text on screen. Jason types the following into his PERT report. I considered the following alternatives to display the information. 1. Overview by product category. 2. Overview by business unit. The pros and cons of each alternative are.
In part C, Jason considers what he has learned from this work experience and documents the following.
Text on screen. Jason types the following into his PERT report. I have learned that it is important to consider stakeholders' needs when assessing information required to support better decision making. Text on screen. Pro tip, for confidentiality reasons, do not include client or customer names in your examples.
Jason checks his answers against the rubric and sees that he is demonstrating at level 1.
Text on screen. Pro tip. Your CPA mentor is a great resource for providing guidance on your level in progress.
Now Jason considers the following factors. Autonomy is low, as Jason needed help to resolve the issue. Complexity is low because the solution was straightforward, and once Jason consulted with the IT team, they were able to help him. Frequency is low, as this is the first problem-solving situation that he has encountered. This combination results in level 1. And Jason self-assesses accordingly.
Visual, level 1 being chosen from the drop-down menu within the Solving Problems and Adding Value Enabling Competency in PERT.
As Jason has no other enabling competencies to document at this time, he has now completed his first experience report in PERT.
Text on screen. Pro tip, answering all 5 enabling competencies in every report is not required. Consider answering at least 1 to 2 questions each time.
Next, he will request a meeting with his mentor to discuss his progress.
Visual, an email to his mentor with the subject line, RE, experience report. The body of the email says, I'm ready to discuss my progress.
If there are no changes to his experience report based on this discussion, he can submit it to his supervisor for verification. Look out for more videos in this series coming soon.
Text on screen, website. cpaontario.ca/pevideos